Libya attacks its people through the air. A Christian advocacy group pushes the U.S. to support religious minorities. And a ministry steps in to bring justice on human traffickers in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Libya's Muammar Gaddafi vowed never to leave and used airstrikes to quell the uprisings. Not surprisingly, there have also been rolling blackouts of internet and mobile phone connections. Rex Rogers is with Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa.
Three times we've been knocked off the air, and not just Sat-7, but many Arabic language channels. Of course, it's being attributed to roots in the social unrest of what's taking place in the Middle East.
However, the actual cause of these service outages can't be directly blamed on Libya's government. Sat-7 is back on the air now. As it happened in Egypt's protests, the ministry is offering biblical tools through its programs to help viewers cope with the unrest. They're also encouraging a remnant church. Keep praying. The Holy Spirit is moving.
In times of adversity, we don't pray for it. We don't want it. But the scripture tells us that in times of adversity, of course, there is response, and we all do that. We either reject God or we go to our knees.
Next, as revolution sweeps the Middle East, there's a critical time to promote spiritual freedom. In many of these areas, the plight of Christians and others is dire. The U.S. Congress is looking at House Resolution 440, requiring the Obama administration to appoint a special envoy for religious minorities in the Near East and South Central Asia. Open Doors USA launched an advocacy program in support of H.R. 440. Religious freedom would allow believers to openly follow Christ. We've got details online. You're listening to Mission Network News. Buckner International has been dealing with the results of Guatemala's severe trafficking problem for years. They've taken girls out of abusive situations, but could never get justice. Through a recent partnership with International Justice Mission, though, Margaret Elizabeth Perry says change is happening.
It's really a way to break the cycle of abuse, the cycle of trafficking.
IJM provides legal services for victimized young women, and Buckner provides aftercare.
We remove them from the dangerous situation or place of abuse and put them into a shelter where they're able to receive aftercare, receive counseling, receive legal aid, and really Buckner is able to work with them to provide a permanency plan, which will then transition them to safety and independence.
They're also receiving the gospel. You can help by praying, giving, or going to Guatemala. You could go for free. We'll tell you how at the end of our newscast. Meanwhile, thousands of Slavic young people will be gathering for an event that could have a great impact for outreach in the former Soviet Union. But it's happening in the United States. Russian Ministries President Sergei Rakuba says they're sponsoring the first Slavic Youth Congress in Minnesota, March 25th through the 27th.
Within the last 20 years, there are quite a few Slavic families from Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, Moldova, other countries of the former Soviet Union. They moved to the United States of America and Canada. Now they're in that age when they are ready to do something.
3,000 youth are expected, specifically designed for Slavic young people. Rakuba says the most important thing he'd like to see is
that they would bring their talents back and working together with youth in Russia or Ukraine or Moldova to learn how to minister back to their homelands, the land of their fathers.
If you're a Russian speaker and you'd like additional information, our website has a link to the Congress's website. And we talk about the mission field on MNN all the time, but have you ever wondered what it actually looks like? Bright Hope International is giving you an opportunity this year to go behind the scenes and see how missions works in areas where people make less than a dollar a day. Three trips, one in March, June, and July, will be taken to India, Kenya, and Zambia. See firsthand how Bright Hope brings hope with economics, education, and the gospel. Details are at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip. You can choose either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.